Okay, this is Rainey with the American School of Hypnosis, and I'm here doing a session for, what's the topic you're here for?
Bug phobia.
Bug phobia, okay. Now, what I'd like you to do is think about, if you can remember the initial incident that caused your phobia, and can you remember what that is, the initial incident?
I think so.
Okay, because if you can't think of that, we can also use one that's just really intense besides. So you can go ahead and tell me what the initial incident was, briefly.
I think I was in the house, and we were getting ready to go somewhere with my parents. And this bug, I don't know what kind of bug it was, just flew right by my neck and bit me. And I was horrified.
Why were you horrified?
Because it made a big noise, and I don't know what kind of bug was, but it literally took a big piece of my skin off my neck.
Okay. How old were you, about?
Nine.
Nine?
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel when this happened?
I just screamed bloody murder. I screamed so loud that I was horrified.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have you use your imagination once I have you relax. And I'm going to have you kind of recount the situation, almost like you're going through a movie, okay? I'm going to have you think of it as if it's on the screen of a movie theater. So let's go ahead and close your eyes and relax, and we'll see how it's going to work out, okay? So you can put your head back if you want. You want to relax with your head back? There you go. So before we start, while you're just relaxing, I want you to think, okay, the incident we just spoke about a minute ago, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put it? 1 being very calm and 10 being extremely intense or controlled by fear. On a scale of 1 to 10, where would it be?
I don't understand the question.
If you look at the emotions you feel from remembering that situation of the bug coming down and biting you, when you think of that movie, how does that make you feel on a scale of 1 to 10? Just completely calm or just uncontrollable fear?
I think it's uncontrollable fear.
So
10.
It's an actual 10 then, okay. Good. So I want you to kind of clear your mind and think about your cat. Think about things that make you happy, just to kind of like cleanse your mind for a little while, okay? And you don't have to look at the microphone. You can just kind of relax if you want. It's up to you. Now, what I'd like you to do is I want you to imagine yourself in a movie theater, sitting down in a comfortable seat somewhere in the middle of the theater. This is a really nice, comfortable theater. You feel great. You just like the looks of the place. And as you're sitting down, I want you to notice how comfortable and how safe and how inviting the seats that you chose, or the seat that you chose, seems to be. Use your imagination as much as you can. Get details. And while you're comfortably sitting in the theater seat, I want you to notice on the screen, there's a picture of yourself on the screen, but it's like a still shot. So you're looking up at that big screen. It's like a still, like a snapshot of you doing something very neutral, just a picture of maybe you walking or shaking hands with somebody or waving at someone. So a totally unrelated picture, okay? So when you get that picture in your mind, I want you to nod your head for me. Okay, so just look at that picture of you on that snapshot, that still shot on the screen. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you're floating out of your body, and if you don't mind the feeling of floating, or you can walk, and I want you to imagine that you're either floating or walking from where you are in the middle of the theater all the way to the back of the theater and above the seats in what they call the projector room, the control booth. You know, where the camera is that's shooting down on the movie screen. So you're in this comfortable chair sitting in the control booth, looking through the glass, completely detached from the rest of the theater. If you can imagine that, go ahead and nod your head. Good. Now, I'd like you to imagine that you can see yourself while you're sitting in the control booth, that you can see yourself sitting in the theater, in the middle of the theater, while you're watching yourself on that still screen, that still shot on the movie screen. So it's you watching yourself on the movie screen. And what we're going to do is, as you're watching yourself, in just a moment, you're actually going to watch yourself go through this experience that you told me about at the beginning, as if it's a movie that caused you fear. Now, you're going to go through it fairly quickly. Don't get a lot of, you know, detail. Don't take a long time. And once you reach the end of the movie, you're going to come back to this still shot again, that still snapshot. And once you reach that still snapshot, I want you to go ahead and nod your head for me that you've done that. So go ahead and do that right now. Imagine yourself from the projector room, seeing yourself watching a movie of yourself on the screen, going through it. And once you've gone through the whole situation, nod your head for me and look at the still shot. Okay, and now just sit there and continue to look at the still shot. Good. Now that the movie's finished, I want you to imagine that you're floating from the control room, the control booth, all the way to the front of the theater, into yourself on the screen at the end of the movie in that snapshot. Okay, so there you are in that snapshot again, whatever you were doing. Nod your head when you're there. Good. So now you're standing inside yourself on the screen at the end of the scary movie. And in a moment, I'm going to have you imagine that the movie is going to be running backwards so that everything is going in reverse twice as fast or even faster, just in a few seconds. You're going to be walking backwards, moving backwards, talking backwards. Everything will be going backwards. And as it's happening, I want you to imagine carnival music or circus music in your mind during the process. If you understand that, nod your head. Okay, and you're going to continue to do this all the way backwards to the start of the movie, to the point before you encounter the experience, and you'll be watching that snapshot again. Now, the important thing to understand is that as you rewind the movie, that it'll be running very quickly, almost like when somebody actually rewinds one of those spools of movie. So go ahead now and start imagining yourself at the end of the movie running backwards as you walk back everything in reverse with the carnival music playing. And notice how quickly it rewinds until you get to the point, the beginning, watching the snapshot and nod your head when you're there. Great. Now take a moment and think about the phobia, the initial one, and notice how it feels a little different, doesn't it? When you think about it, good. Now what we're going to do is I want to repeat the process one more time. Okay, so I want you to imagine that you're in the theater, middle of the theater, in a comfortable seat, watching yourself on the screen in a still shot, floating yourself backwards into the computer, into the booth, okay? Going all the way back to the booth. As you watch yourself in the theater, watching the movie on the screen going forward. So go ahead and do that. Nod your head when it's done. Okay, now you're in that snapshot again. And imagine yourself floating from the booth, going all the way to the movie screen, getting into the movie, seeing yourself in that still shot. And in just a moment, you're going to have it go backwards even faster this time. Everything going backwards, talking backwards, seeing things backwards, bug flying backwards, whatever it is, and the carnival music at the same time till you get to the beginning. So go ahead and begin and nod your head when you're done. Great. And we're going to be doing that one more time. Okay, so imagine yourself going back into the middle of the theater, getting comfortable, seeing yourself with a snapshot on the screen, floating back into the booth. And as you're in the booth, you watch yourself watch the movie on the screen from the snapshot all the way through to the end and nod your head when you're done. Good. Now you're looking at the still shot again, and you float all the way down to the front over yourself in the theater, and you're in the screen, you're in yourself right on that snapshot. And in a moment, you're going to go backwards, rewind the movie as fast as you can. With the carnival music, everything backwards, go ahead and do that and nod your head when you've done that. Great. Now just go ahead and relax. And notice how everything seems to be a little different. And just go ahead and relax now. And I want you to think of something neutral. Now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being relaxed and 10 being very out of control, like we said before, where does this present situation rank right now for you? When you think about it.
Four.
Good. Continue to relax. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you'll open your eyes feeling wonderful about your experience and so much better than before. 1, you're starting to emerge from hypnosis. 2, feeling wonderful in every way. 3, feeling so much better than before. 4, your eyes are starting to open now. And 5, eyes wide open, fully awake, and feeling wonderful.